It's Monday, December 12th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Tech Isle's 2023 priorities and challenges insights, and two competing sets of jobs data to parse. This is the Business of Tech. As we near the year's end, the lists are showing up. I'm working on my own 2023 prediction series, too. I spotted the top 10 SMB and mid-market business issues, IT priorities, and challenges for 2023 list from Tech Isle, so let's take a look. Quoting the analysis. Significant changes in 2023 as compared to 2022 are driving innovation and managing uncertainty, absent in 2022, are among the top 10 business issues in 2023. Deploying customer experience solutions as an IT priority has moved to fourth place as compared to ninth in 2022. This area is considered an integral component of customer experience solutions. Implementing employee experience platforms and 5G-enabled devices and applications are new IT priorities within the top 10 list. UCaaS is one of the technology areas being investigated by SMBs. Adopting collaboration technology solutions has moved down from third rank to eighth, and hybrid workplace solutions as a priority ranks 10th as compared to fifth in 2022. Budget constraint has been a constant IT challenge fixture for over a decade. For 2023, it's been replaced by cloud cost management. Cloud optimization and cost management are the top IT challenges for SMBs, core mid-market, and upper mid-market firms. Preventing cyber attacks, adopting zero trust, and moving to as-a-service technology acquisition for new IT challenges are among the top five. Sustainability is increasingly becoming relevant and essential for the SMB segment, and there is no surprise that it's among the top challenges. Integration business process automation is now non-optional and a challenge, which is worsened because of the inability to find trained employees. So what's in the top spots? For business issues, it's increasing profitability. For technology priorities, it's the cloud. And for IT challenges, it's finding qualified and trained people. Why do we care? I like trends, so I'll focus there. Adding uncertainty to the mix feels like a significant change to note. I've indeed harped on it enough myself. It's also worth considering that the collaboration space may have achieved some market deployment and acceptance level for it to move much lower on the list. Budget management replaced by cost management? Or is that clever cloud rebranding? Obviously, aligning with your customers' priorities is the goal. What's more interesting to me today is ensuring offerings and focus, including mine, stay in the right places. And someone, please tell me whom these customers are asking 5G specifically for. I want to pull from an Axios story. Quote, right now, two surveys are sending distinct signals about the trend in employment. Could be a sign that beneath the surface of a job market that appears exceptionally strong, things are getting bumpier. The monthly job numbers are based on a survey of about 131,000 employers, asking how many people are on their payrolls, how much they were paid, and so forth. The unemployment rate and related data are calculated based on a survey of about 60,000 households, asking Americans whether they're working or looking for work. Both sets of numbers bounce around from month to month, but over time, you would expect to see the same trends from both. If employers say they're hiring a lot more, you also expect more people to report they are employed. That isn't what has happened since March. Employers report having added 2.7 million jobs in that span, but only 12,000 more people in the household survey report being employed. Indeed, that category fell each of the last 2 months and four of the last eight. The article continues by highlighting how respondents are counted in the two surveys. In the household survey, it's per person, and in the establishment one, it's more by job. Although workers off the books, like self-employed or on leave, don't show up there at all. Now, why do we care? The gap is what's discussed and how it could be a warning sign. The analysis highlights how it could signify recession, so we can add that to the pile of warnings we've discussed. The reason it cares more about the subtlety of the divergence, this uncertainty around marginalized workers, those dealing with childcare, and the self-employed. I'm focusing on asking more about what's happening outside the scope of work, more in the area of life to understand these trends, and it's a valuable direction for employers, too. If you're an MSP looking to grow your business by scaling your cyber practice, it's critical to offer a white-label, multi-tenant SOC as a service. Agile Blue is that SOC XDR, detecting cyber attacks on the cloud, network, applications, and endpoints before a breach occurs. Trusting nothing while detecting everything and staffed with a 24/7 expert set of threat hunters and cyber analysts who obsess over you and your client's cybersecurity, Agile Blue works side by side with your team. Join today and get 3 months of EDR free by visiting agileblue.com/pod to start. Thanks for listening. As I'm behind on my Christmas shopping, it is Gingerbread House Day. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit MSPradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.